We continue in Sefer Tomer Devorah. We began Perek Shvi'i. So the Tomer Devorah says, "V'arei lemata me'atiferet arba sfirot ve'lahen shalosh midot." Below Tiferet, there are three midot that come from those four sfirot. Rishona. And he's going to connect all of them to the inyan of not have to be careful with Ga'ava when it comes to Limud Torah. Right? Like we were saying this morning, I was thinking about it this morning, in El Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim, Kemo Shehodata Le'anav Mikedem. Right? The Torah was given Bedafka to the Anav, to Moshe Rabbeinu, his Midav Anava. The Torah, when the Torah praises Moshe Rabbeinu for his humbleness, it's not just giving a compliment to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, he excelled in Anava. It's the actual reason. It's the prerequisite for the fact that he was the Shaliach, the Malach Hashem, to give us the Torah. It's because of his Anava. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that in the beginning of Ruach Chaim. He says, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, because of the Anava that we learned from the low mountain, Har Sinai, Moshe kibel Torah.
Yes, Rabbi? As for Klal HaMeira, it's because he could look everything as clear as possible because of...
Definitely. The Anava gives clarity of vision. And nobody had more clarity of vision with a capital V than Moshe Rabbeinu, who had Aspaklaria Meira in his Nevuah, which the other Nevi'im did not have. Huh? It's an Aramaic word, yes. That the word in English, aspect, comes from aspaklaria, right? Spectacle, to see. So, it comes from the midah of anava. Aspaklaria means vision. Meira means illuminated, which means clarity. So, aspaklaria, meira. So, let's see. Rishona, the first way is Hamidga'e al Talmidav Gorem Shatiferet Itga'e Veit Ale Me'al Netzach Vehod Shehem Limude Hashem Talmide HaTiferet. You know, we learned in the past that Tiferet is the Valad of Bina, right? Remember, Bina Molida Tiferet. Now we're learning that Tiferet has two Talmidim, and the two Talmidim are Netzach and Hod. Whatever this means, but Netzach and Hod are the Talmidim of Tiferet. They are Limudei Hashem, Talmidei Tiferet. So if a Rav is Mitga'e on his Talmidim, if a Rav is Hodi against his students, and he uses the fact that, or I should say abuses, the fact that he is greater than them in Torah to put them down, to be Mitga'e on them, to belittle them, if he does that, so as we're learning in this sefer, I mean, the constant limud in this sefer is whatever we do here has an effect in the olamot ha'elyonim. He is causing also a break in the midah of netzach and hod, that the midah of tiferet is mitga'e from netzach and hod. Imagine that. If tiferet looks away from netzach ve'hod because, what are they to me? That means we're causing a shvira. There's no yichud between Tiferet and Netzach Vehod. And Mimela, it doesn't come, the Shefa doesn't come down afterwards as well. So Hamashpil Atzmo Umelameda Be'ahava, the Rav who lowers himself and he teaches Torah with love, Gama Tiferet Yashpil Atzmo El Talmida VeYashpiem, so too Tiferet will lower himself, so to speak, towards Netzach Vehod and be Mashpia to them as well. So Tiferet, the way we have to work on the Midah of Tiferet is by working on our Tiferet. Tiferet means Gaava, Hitpa'arut. If we allow ourselves to get lost in Tiferet, in Hitpa'arut, in Gaava, especially, specifically in Limud HaTorah, then we are causing a pgam in Tiferet. What pgam? Tiferet is also going to say, okay, I am itpa'er, and Netzach and Hod, my Talmidim, they're not worth it. I'm not giving them any shefa. Chas v'shalom. Lefichach yehyeh ha'adam noach letalmidav. Therefore, when you teach Torah to people, you have to be noach to the Talmidim. You have to be easygoing with them. You have to be pleasant with them. You have to lower yourself to them. You have to give them kavod. V'ilamedem ka'asher yuchlun se'et. This can mean two things. And you should teach them as much as they can, but as much as they can. Meaning, ka'asher yuchlun se'et means don't shortchange them. Don't give them halfway. Give them as much as they can. That's also anava. You know, gava is, they don't need so much. I'm going to give them a little bit. No, kasher yuchlun se'et. Give them as much as they can. Fill them up. But also, there is the gava the other way. Here's a Rebbe who, he's thinking only about himself. And he's saying shiur. Whoa, that's on such a high level because that's what he is. And he's not thinking, rega, lo yuchlun se'et. They're not able to handle that. Give them what they're able to handle. Give them what they can. So you see, there's two ways here in kasho yuchlun se'et. Ve'hatif'eret bizchuto. So bizchut, such a rav, the tif'eret yashpia b'limudei Hashem. The tif'eret will give over to the limudei Hashem. Netzach en hod, kefi bechinatam hare'uyalem. In accordance with their bechina, which they are fit for. Each one, netzach what is fit for, and hod what is fit, what he is fit for. Shenit, the second aspect. Remember, we learned previously that one of the sefirot is called Ani. Remember, Maser Ani. Which one is that? Yesod. We don't know why, but we saw that that is so. Yesod is called Ani. So Shenit, the second way application of the Midah of Tiferet, Amidga'e betorato al he'ani umvazeoto. A person who's Midga'e with his Torah on a poor person. He passes by, not his Talmidim, talking about an Ani. Or maybe the Ani is also one of his Talmidim. But because he's poor, and on the other hand, he sees himself as so great in Torah, so he doesn't look at the person. He has a low social status, and he has a very high social status because of his genius in Torah. So he's mitga'e particularly on the Ani. Like the story in Masechet Ta'anit Daf Kaf, famous story where the Gemara doesn't tell us it was Eliyahu, but it could be, I think it's maybe in the Zohar Kadosh, or it's a pirush of the Tomer Dvorai saying it was Eliyahu Navi, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar came one time out of the Bet Midrash Mistama after giving an amazing shiur. I thought it was Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi. I think it's different gils, huh? I think if you look there, you'll see. If I remember correctly, in Tanit, you'll see that there is like some kind of a discrepancy in the gilsa. Who it is? Is it Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar or is it Rabbi Elazar beno of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Not sure right now. Check it up. But whoever it is, right? It was one of the great Tanaim. And he comes out of the shiur, he's riding his horse, and he saw a poor man, and he said, oh, kama mecho'ar ani ze, how ugly this poor man is, right? One of the most difficult gemarot to understand. And the ani answered him, he told him there, you have any complaints, don't complain to me, complain to the one who made me. And that hit Rabbi Shimon very hard. And he realized all of a sudden his mistake, and he went to the Bet Midrash and he asked Mechila in front of everyone, and there was a story there in the Gemara, right? I think he brings it down in both Sfarim. They bring it down in the Pirush over here, right? It says in this, the Gemara tells us that after he realized what he did, he came down from his donkey and he bowed down before the poor man and he said, Na'aneti lecha, I'm sorry, I misspoke to you. Please forgive me. And he didn't want to forgive him. And then he followed Rav Shimon ben Elazar till the city, and all the city is coming out to greet the Gedol Ador, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and they're saying, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Rabbi Mori, Mori. And this Ani, said to the people, who are you calling, Rabbi Umori? Him? This one? This Rabbi Umori? If he's Rabbi Umori, Al Yirbu Kemoto B'Yisrael. There shouldn't be more like him in Israel. And Shekach HaSali. So the people told him, Mecholo, forgive. By the way, you see from here, don't trust me on stories. I had it on. I'm just... Mecholo, the people told him, Mecholo, forgive him. Shadam Gadol Batorah, he's a great man. Umerov Ta'ato Zachala, forgive him. It's because of he was in a high of Torah that he forgot. So he told them, Bishvilchem Ani Mochelo. Okay, because you ask, I will forgive him. But he shouldn't do that again. That gives it away that it's Eliyahu HaNavi, right? But he shouldn't do it again. Shelo Yegas Ruach. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, next time he gave a shiur in the Beit HaMidrash, what did he give a shiur about? V'darash le'olam yehe adam rach kakane ve'al yehe kashe ka'erez. That a person has to be soft, like a bamboo stick, right? Soft, and not kashe ka'erez, and not hard like a cedar tree. Right? And that's why, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, that's why the kane, the kulmus, was zoche, the bamboo, was zoche, that we use it as a kulmus to write Sifre Torah. Right? To show us, oh, once again, the connection, we come full circle to Torah. Torah only with anava, not with hitpa'arut. So to read quickly this part, Hasherit over here, right? Kehu uvda de Eliyahu shenidme li Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar ki ani umchoan ivze venimas leachshilo. Eliyahu came to test him. Shezachad da'ato alav. Zachad da'ato alav means he had a little bit of moment of ga'ava because of his Torah. V'gina et he'ani, and he belittled the poor man. V'hu ochiach al panav mumo, and he gave him tochecha. Ki amitga'e al he'ani gorem shatif'eret itga'e al hayesod ve'lo yashpia bo. A person who's mitga'e on the poor man, he causes the tiferet is mitga'e also on the midah of yesod, and he's not mashpia to yesod. V'im tiyeh da'ato shel chacham yushevet alav im ha'ani. But if the chacham is careful, extra careful with the poor man to lower his head to him, with all his Torah, to lower his head to him, as ha'tiferet, so to tiferet yashpia ba'yesod. Ulefichach yechashev he'ani me'od me'od. I'm going to say something wild here. You know, yesod is the midah of shmirat habrit, is the midah of tzniut, the midah of kedusha. You never know if the pegam in kedusha in the world is caused by ga'ava of talmidei chachamim on anim, because they cause the pegam in tiferet, and tiferet is not mashpian yesod. Not mashpian yesod, there's a pegam in yesod. And that's why there is a problem of yesod in the world. That's a wild thing. Who am I to say that? But I'm just sharing that with you. Therefore, the chacham has to be very, very careful and considerate with the ani, and to be mikarev him. And therefore, he will cause that yesod will also become important by tiferet and be mitkasherbo to give him hashpa'ah.